Patience from young millennials about America's struggle with gun violence is wearing thin. That's evident from not just how quickly this current movement has grown since 17 high school students were gunned down in Florida earlier this month, but also how ready these kids are to engage in the process that they hope will produce positive changes. I caught up with a couple students from Soldotna High School at the end of the march Saturday.
I'm Selby Hill, and on my sign it says, "Please excuse the inconvenience, we are trying to change the world."
I'm Eve Downing. On my sign I have "Not One More" and hashtag enough.
So why are we out here today? It's a nice day for a walk, but there's more to it than that, right?
We're all out here to, you know, change the world one by one, help out kids because, like, this is a big deal.
We just seen a lot of gun violence in schools across the nation, and I think a lot of us in schools are really worried about our safety, and people, our youth especially, are beginning to see that their voices do matter. It does make a difference, and you see a lot of different movements in social media and things like that, and we just really want change to happen within our government and within our state and the nation to make it a safer place to go to school and acquire an education.
Has watching events of the past few weeks, has that helped you kind of to understand how the process works and how you do get your voice out there and try to advocate for things that you think need to be changed? Has that enlightened you a little bit in that way?
Yeah, especially. I watched a video where a girl was just speaking out, and that has gone viral. So it's like even one girl, her voice can change so many lives.
Yeah.
I think.
Kind of inspiring.
Yeah, it
really is. And I think it really does a good job of involving youth, because I think one of the issues is that a lot of youth feel like they've been told that their opinions aren't well formulated, or, you know, they're not valid because they don't understand how the government works or the process that goes involved. But I really think it's done a lot to show youth that they might not know all the intricacies of, like, how a bill becomes a law, but they do understand that change needs to happen.
When I was your age and in school, there had been a couple of these, and just not to the level that it is now, and not the attention paid that it is now, and it's the conversation about it has changed so much. What's the conversation for you like at school? Is there one? Are you talking about this when these things happen, or is it, I don't want to say it's a buzz, like it's a neat thing to be talking about, but it's an important thing to be talking about. Does that happen?
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about it. It's like one of the main topics in school sometimes. It's like if we all sit around a table and we're just like, hey, and it comes up, and then we talk about it for like 30 minutes. So
yeah.
Like, you know, it's a lot. We talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot more discussion about, there's obviously a lot of different views. At So High, a couple weeks ago, we had a walkout during lunch just to, you know, show change. We want change in our gun laws to make it a safer place. And I think it's really good. And a lot of time, it's constructive. It's not just people shouting at each other. It's really trying to come to a solution that helps everyone.
And although teenagers seem to be taking the reins as more people seek changes to gun laws, marchers in Soldotna ranged in age from 6 months to 93 years. Brent Johnson falls somewhere in the middle.
I want to see the country find something sensible so that, 37,000 people don't get killed. We can do it like the UK, where they have 1/50th of the gun deaths that we have. Just an idea.
In Soldotna, I'm Shaylin Cochran.